Today, we are going to talk about a balm for just about everything. It's also one that uses the language that science now shows you were born to speak. It sounds a bit cryptic, but you'll understand when you listen to today's episode on prayer, what it is, why it's good for your mental health, science shows this, and a simple practice that you can try today.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.
Do you remember that a world on fire is also a world ripe for solutions? Do you feel committed to gorgeousness in your life, this world, and for those who inhabit our planet? Did you know that already inside of you, you have the perfect tool to help you navigate these times, adding positively to your life and the world? Friend, here is the great news. Intuition works at lightning speed, and you were born with it. It's the internal sense that you have uniquely tailored to you and designed to not only set you on the roads that are best for you, but also help you avoid the ones that are treacherous. I'm your host, Aimé Cartier. I've been a professional psychic since around 2007. I'm the author of the book, Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I've been teaching others to understand and use their own intuitive brilliance for more than a decade. Join me each week on the Intuition for Changemakers show for true stories and tools that will inspire you to harness your intuitive birthright to heal, shine, tend, and nourish yourself and this world. Hello, welcome. I love to start the show by a shout out to a person who has taken the time to review or comment on my podcast. So thank you, Elena. She told me recently, loving your podcast, very inspiring and relatable. I was relieved to learn that I'm not the only sensitive person that has found peace in steering away from social media. Thank you for your comment. Remember, it is easy to comment on the Intuition for Changemakers show. On your podcast app, when you click on the show episode, you'll see the words, "Send us a text." When you do, I get them. I can't respond to you, but I can read your words. So let's dig in. For a while, I've been planning on doing an episode on prayer for two reasons. One, it is an incredible balm that can be applied in any situation, even in ones, or especially in ones, in which you have no control over. Number two reason, for a lot of people, it is something that has felt corrupted by a segment of society or maybe an affiliation that they don't jive with, that doesn't resonate with them. And yet to me, prayer is simply being in dialogue with the divine. It's actually extremely useful in so many ways. So I had been planning this episode, and in this episode, I hope to inspire you to use a fundamental practice that belongs to you, not to any specific religion, and to remind you of its power and usefulness. And toward the end of this episode, I'll give you a couple of ideas to inspire your own practice if you feel like you have nowhere or no idea where to start. Then, in the meantime, before I got this podcast totally prepared, I happened upon a podcast interview of Dr. Lisa Miller. If you are a regular listener, you have heard me mention Dr. Lisa Miller before, because she basically scientifically proved that intuition is not only innate to everyone, but also that using it and our innate mystic self literally changes the shape of our life for the better. So this is a different interview with her that I just heard, one from the Mel Robbins show. The episode is entitled, Understanding This Will Change How You Perceive Your Entire Life. No biggie, right? Yes, biggie, obviously. That's a pretty big title and important. So I thought I would start out this episode by sharing a few quotes from that show, from Dr. Lisa Miller on Mel Robbins' podcast, to sort of prime even the most skeptic or maybe experientially prayer adverse among us. This is what Dr. Miller has said. Quote, scientific research shows that we are spiritual beings. In other words, it's possible that we are built to be spiritual, and that spirituality might be a fundamental and necessary part of our human inheritance that contributes to our mental health. This groundbreaking study, which she referenced in the podcast, suggests that spirituality isn't just a belief, but something each of us is born with and have the capacity to experience. In fact, the ability to be spiritual, which is to be connected to and in dialogue with the deeper nature and forces of life, is our birthright. Furthermore, Dr. Miller goes on, still quoting here, the antidote to the mass mental health crisis is spirituality. When we look at the statistics with the sharp decline in mental health, there has been concomitant a decline in personal spirituality. The two go hand in hand statistically. Why has this happened? Well, I think many people in struggling with their family faith tradition have thrown the spiritual baby out with the bathwater. They have lost sight of their deep spiritual bearings. End quote. I want to say here also, for the record, that spirituality and this innate spiritual core is not the same as religion. Religion can be one of the ways that people experience a structure or practices around their innate spirituality. It is not the only way in to experiencing our innate spiritualness. And Dr. Miller actually does talk more about this on that podcast. She continues, quote, when we do MRI studies of the brain, we see a thick cortex across the regions of the awakened brain in people who day in and day out sustain their spiritual life. It could be walks in nature. It could be meditation or prayer. It could have been right action, service. Whatever their spiritual MO, people who live and breathe every day a dialogue with the deeper nature of life have a thicker, stronger brain across the regions of the awakened brain. So you have a healthier brain when you are living a spiritual life. You have a much healthier brain, she says. And in fact, the regions that become thick and strong through sustained spiritual life are the very same regions that are not thick and strong, but thin in people with recurrent major depression. So that means that we all have a brain that's very sensitive to how we live. And if we live a spiritual life, it gets thick and strong. and we see deeper dimensions. But if we ignore this opportunity that we've been given to see life through the spiritual eyes, the brain itself is weaker, thinner, and less likely to perceive huge opportunities that lay before us. And I don't just mean opportunities for money or fame or him or her. I mean the opportunity to live in alignment with your spiritual path. Dr. Miller continues saying, over hundreds of peer-reviewed studies show a strong spiritual, often spiritual and religious, but a strong spiritual life is more protective against the diseases of despair than anything else to have been examined under the clinical or social sciences. A strong spiritual life is more protective against addiction, depression, and suicidality than anything else to have been examined in the clinical sciences. There is no question that if we want one thing for ourselves and one thing for our kids, it's to strengthen the deep inborn spiritual core. We can strengthen our spiritual core. We can strengthen the spiritual core outside of religion, in nature. End quote. Okay, so those are my excerpts from that interview, intended for the skeptics or any of us who need to disentangle the word and practice of prayer from something that feels unsavory to you, to them, in their lives. The interview is very good, and I'll put a link to it in the show notes. It's episode 290 of The Mel Robbins Show. Prayer is just one way of making that connection with Source, with the bigger benevolence, whatever your word is for it, that at some point or another we've all felt in our lives. Prayer does not belong to a religion, one or any of them. It's a form of dialogue that you can choose to engage in a context that feels benevolent and special to you. And in addition to peer-reviewed science that shows it's beneficial to our mental health, the one thing I love most about it is its capacity to affect any situation, even ones in which we have zero control over. And I don't mean its capacity to affect different outcomes, though I'm sure that that is true. I mean the effect it has on us while we are in a difficult situation. Simply put, doing it makes you feel better, more aligned with whatever the outcome. It gives you an action point, even when there is none, a vehicle for confirming your wishes, your requests, your desires for the best, whatever those are. This is Aimee Cartier, and if you just joined us on the radio, you are listening to the Intuition for Changemakers show. And today we are talking about a balm for uncertain times, prayer. So what is prayer? To me, prayer is engaging in dynamic conversation with the divine, with the mystery, with love, with great spirit, with goddess, God, with unity, with divine benevolent source, with whatever you like to call the benevolent and most powerful source of the all. I say dynamic because the conversation, the communication, is ever-changing, expansive, not static. It is responsive to the moment, your moment of now and your moments of later. This communication, as are the moments, is ever-changing. One of the things that I love about prayer is its accessibility. It is a practice that you can do anytime, anywhere, under any circumstance. If you know me, you know that I am super into practices that involve only your own breath. While I love oracle cards and have at times been very into different crystals or essential oils, I am more interested in practices that do not require props. Those are the ones that I use. Those are the ones that I teach, because we do not always have props on hand. And your intuition's use does not actually require props. You have everything you need just with a soul and a human body, which we all have. So I love the accessibility of prayer and that it is completely responsive to your needs of the moment. You can shape it this way. There are so many reasons to pray. One of the most profound for me is that it is a vehicle to add positively to this world, even, as I said, in situations where you have little or no physical control, meaning there is nothing you can physically do or is appropriate for you to do physically to benefit the situation. Prayer engages your consciousness and activates and directs your personal power, even in situations where you seemingly have no outward power. It helps you align, get clear on your requests, and ask for help so that you may receive. It can also help you transfigure or neutralize life's drama or trauma. You can use it as a means of deepening your connection and relationship with the divine, or even just as a means to return to your flow. You can use it for yourself and for others. It's like adding flavor to your drink or adding to your diet herbs that give and renew your energy. It is healing, restorative, comforting, and energizing. Recently, at a new moon gathering with my solutionaries, you know this is my year-long program, so with those in that circle, we did some work on prayer, and some beautiful prayers emerged from that time together, and they have given me permission to share their prayers with you, hopefully as an inspiration for your writing your own, or you can use these ones. Here are some of the prayers that emerged from our time together. I pray that we as a community join forces, strengthen as a people, and unite to rise above the politics and create new ways to support each other and our world for the greater good of all. I pray that I can step aside to support my daughter in her finding her own strength, her own confidence, her own self-love, for the healthiest and happiest life that she is destined for. I pray for my husband and I to continue to build a friendship, healthy communication, and to grow as a team for the greater good of our children, each other, and the community. I pray as a therapist that I will continue to be a channel for God's love, with trust, in flow, and in confidence that people will always work things out as they already have the answers inside of them. The tools I provide are just the cherry on top. Another one, may everyone's freedom to speak and believe be solidly and continuously respected and protected. This or something better is happening right now. May the laws and regulations that protect the cleanliness of the air and the water and the wildness of wild places remain intact and be continuously enforced so that our clean and wild environment continues to flourish. This or something better is happening right now. May the economic system be and remain able to employ everyone who wants to be employed and provide housing, sustenance, and recreation for everyone. this or something better is happening right now. May those who work against humanity soon fail in their efforts and leave us all be. May I avoid living in fear or acting from fear, but connect to the highest good for self and others. May I be guided to contribute from my strongest integrity and deepest clarity. May the caregivers and servants of the people who promote diversity, equity, and inclusiveness be protected from losing their jobs and their power to lift up whole communities with access to health and wellness care for all. And so it is. Amen. May I manage my holistic health and wellness without fear so that I can lead others in doing the same. And so it is. Amen. May I find the strength and sturdiness to stand against destructive powers seemingly outside my control that threaten ideas and actions taken to promote dignity and basic human rights for all. And so it is. Amen. Aren't those beautiful? I am just always amazed at those in my circle. They are incredible women who just astound me all the time with their amazingness. So thank you to each one of them. If you are listening, you know who you are, and you probably recognize your prayers. But thank you for offering those and allowing me to gift them to the rest of our podcast community, because I love them. Okay. Mahatma Gandhi once said, "Prayer is not an old woman's idle amusement. Properly understood and applied, it is the most potent instrument of action." This, friend, is coming from someone who led a whole country out from under colonialism and into independent rule. So it's no small thing. So if you want a way into this practice of prayer, you can, obviously, like my students, make your own prayers, and maybe some of their prayers inspired you to create your own. But I'm also going to offer you a prayer practice that you can easily try with very little effort, and I'll get to that in a minute. But first, I just want to encourage you, like I do with all of my students, to just try it and see how you feel before, during, and after. That is the best way to understand the medicine for yourself, is to not just hear my words or someone else's words telling you, but to actually experience it and discover, what is it like for you? What is the medicine? But before I get into metta prayers, what I also want to open you to today is that you can make any action into a prayer by how you use your mind, intentions, focus, and words while you are doing it. So singing, gardening, having your morning cup of coffee, brushing your teeth. What? Yes. You could use the time that you have your bristles to enamel to notice the sacredness, to be thankful, or to tune into the beyond. You could make specific asks in your mind, or you could use the practice I'm going to share with you in a second, metta prayers, while you are brushing your teeth, or driving home from work, or picking up your kids at their various activities. Do you get what I'm saying here? There is no one way to the divine or to communicating with it. There is no special place required, no certain practice necessary. If you have some that you love, then those are the ones for you. But any and all things can lead you there. I have a bookmark that a friend gave me once. Maybe I mentioned it before. I don't know. On the front, it says, "Before enlightenment, chop wood, carry water." On the back, it says, "After enlightenment, chop wood, carry water." I love it, this bookmark, for so many reasons. The first being, personally, I often have a hard time seeing the divine in menial tasks, especially those required for householding. So this bookmark is a wonderful reminder for me. But it also reminds me that all actions are pathways to the divine, if only you allow them to be. Okay, so if you want something easy that you can sink your teeth into, if you want a way to start a prayer practice, metta prayers are a great place to start. They're also sometimes called loving kindness practice. It is a form of prayer where one recites positive phrases toward yourself and others. Here is an example. May all beings be free. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings awaken to the light of their true nature. You can find many examples of metta prayers online, or you can make your own. Think of what you most wish for yourself or others, and simply create and repeat your phrases. It's a wonderful way to use your time when you are waiting in line, for example, or doing something where you are otherwise stationary and your mind is free. Time where these days you might normally look at your phone. Maybe instead you'd like to offer something beneficial to yourself and the world. Repeating a prayer for well-being over and over. Notice, let your experience guide you as to how it soothes your mind, heart, and body. How it strengthens your brain, as Dr. Lisa Miller's science shows us. How it creates a healing balm for just about anything. Love, thank you for joining me today. I hope this episode has opened you to an understanding of a language that you are innately born to speak, and gifted you, if you needed a little clean out of this word and practice, a way to take it back for yourself. Remember, you matter. You are not alone. We are here together. As you are enough. All my love. This is Amy Cartier. Thank you for listening. Hey, my calendar was getting full, so I recently went in and added some more openings for readings into my calendar. So if you are hankering for clarity, if you are having a hard time seeing the light at the end of the tunnel or identifying the what and the why or the how going on in your life right now, well, I've been doing readings professionally for 18 years, and in all that time, I can't think of a single client who did not feel uplifted by our time together. Not just tooting my own horn, I'm just reporting what they tell me. I'll put a link to find out more and see my calendar in the show notes. I'm here for it. all my love.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.